5, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Any chance that Publix, as they are engaged in this recall of their blueberries, will they be processing them through the former express lanes that are now just lanes? If you didn't hear that earlier, Publix has announced that they are changing the way express lanes work. Instead of having a limit of, say, 10 items, there will be no limit. Dear Publix, that means it's not an express lane. It's a little bit like Amtrak saying, well, we're stopping at every station, but we swear it's an express train. No, it's not. I'm going to leave that there. This is going to disturb me for a long, long time. Rob Chadwick will probably be able to talk me off the ledge, although I've got to figure that Brother Chadwick is none too happy with that, because I think Rob knows how to count. And, if you have more than 10 items in the express lane, it's not an express lane, and terrible things could happen. Rob, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Jeff, it's always great to be with you. As long as I can get my public sub out of there as quickly as possible, I'm still happy.
All right. Look at you. Look at you. A master of diplomacy, this Rob Chadwick is. I knew you were a good guy. Let me remind everybody about Rob's background. Retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up all the TAC training for the Bureau up at Quantico. Former Fairfax County police officer, proud son of the old Dominion state, now the primary training advisor for U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. Rob, I got to ask you about the Wisconsin State Fair. There was all sorts of nonsense that happened there. Tell everybody what happened and well, frankly, how we handle a situation like this.
Jeff, this is a disturbing trend where, you know, the latest iteration, unfortunately, was up in the Wisconsin State Fair. State, I spent a lot of time, it's where the USCCA is based, and, yeah. Great people, incredible state, very, very similar in many ways to the Commonwealth of Virginia. And, this one happened at the Wisconsin State Fair, where most people love to take their families. There's, it should be a great place to go. And yet, once again, we see the sort of euphemistically referred to teen takeover. And what it was just a violent mob of younger people that just got out of control quickly, and it turned incredibly violent, incredibly chaotic, and overwhelmed almost immediately the law enforcement, uniform law enforcement response that was there. Officers were injured, had to be taken away, families were injured, people were running for their lives, gunfire erupted. And we're seeing this, Jeff, more and more and more. They had one not too long ago in Charleston, South Carolina. And, it's happening everywhere. And it's being filmed, yep, and, of course, glorified on social media. And now these young, people are, aspiring to copy that, right? There's nothing better than a copycat for social media. And so, right. It's all fun and games until people get hurt. And yet there's so little consequences for these things right now that, the real tragedy is most people now say, well, I just won't go there anymore. I won't take my family to, the state fair, the county fair, whatever the public gathering is that could turn chaotic. And the reality is anything, anytime, anywhere could turn chaotic. And, the question is, are you able to spot that development as it's happening, as it's unfolding? And have you made the decision to leave quickly before it all happens?
Great points. I remind everybody, Rob Chadwick is joining us, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, principal training advisor now, U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. Rob, we had something like that in Henrico a couple of months back, one of these teen takeovers. They took over a rather upscale mall in Short Pump, and the worst part about it was that we then had politicians, far left wing politicians, telling us, oh, that didn't happen. And we sat, I say we, because pretty much everybody in Central Virginia sat and watched the video that was posted by the hooligans themselves as the
Jeff, I'm back. You were talking about what had happened up in Henrico. And my comment was going to be, denial ain't just a river in Africa, right?
That's right.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good narrative. But
that's right.
You're exactly right, Jeff. What we see, these things are happening more and more. And, you know, 10 or 15 years ago when the internet was kind of new and people had smartphones, these flash mobs, and, you know, they'd show up at a mall and do a choreographed dance or something like that.
Yes.
Now it's taken a dark turn, right? Now it is a violent, people are getting beaten. And what we're seeing, unfortunately, is very, very rarely are these perpetrators brought to justice.
Right.
They know they can overwhelm law enforcement. And in many cases, law enforcement are handcuffed, literally handcuffed, and told, yeah, all right, just, you know, don't actually arrest these people. And so really it comes down to, what are we going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do as a person who has maybe your family out at a gathering?
Yeah.
You know, the USCCA you talked about, you know, we obviously a firearms training organization, but really, Jeff, the focus of most of that training, of that self-defense and awareness training, needs to be paying attention to what's going on around you.
Yep.
So that you have enough time to make a decision to leave before it ever gets violent. That is the key to safety.
Let's talk a little bit about that, Rob. You talk about law enforcement being handcuffed. Your old stomping grounds, the Fairfax. You've got a Commonwealth's attorney there who loves criminals, hates cops. We've got the same thing in Henrico, a Commonwealth's attorney who hates the cops, loves the criminals, doesn't prosecute anybody for anything. So we are left to look out for ourselves. What about the plan? Let's say I do say to Heidi, okay, you, me, the kids, a couple of folks, whoever it is, we're going to the fair. What sort of planning do we have to do ahead of time to kind of stay on guard?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jeff. And the first thing is to have just a candid acknowledgement. Hey, guys, we're going out. We're going to have a great time. The likelihood of something bad happening is pretty low, but it could happen, right? The acknowledgement that it could happen. And then the reassurance to the loved ones. Listen, if something happens, we have a plan, and here it is. We are going to meet at, right? And so typically what you want to do is pick a location that, you know, not everybody and their brother is going to pick, right? You don't say, hey, meet at the Eiffel Tower at King's Dominion in case something bad happens.
That's right.
Everyone's going to pick that, right? That's so something that you can pick out on the skyline that's easy to navigate to in case you get separated, in case things get really crazy. You have to assume that your cell phones aren't going to work. Maybe the signals are jammed or just the network is jammed.
Yep.
But, hey, if we get separated and things break bad, we all know we're going to meet up at, you know, wherever that location is. Everyone acknowledges it, understands it, is capable of getting back to that, and then empower them to say, listen, if there's any question that things are getting a little bit out of control, it's time to go. Not time to stand there and film it, not try to get on YouTube, that sort of thing. Try to get out of there, put time and distance and some sort of barricades, if possible, between you and whatever that developing situation is. Almost certainly it doesn't involve you. Almost certainly you have no idea what level of violence those people are capable of reaching quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what always happens, Jeff. And the tragedy is they never thought it would happen here, never thought it would happen to them, and they waited too late to get out of there.
Yeah. You have obviously very personal experience. You're a tech graduate, as I recall. You dealt with that situation, the same sort of things we see popping up, sadly, on college campuses and high school environments. Somebody's coming in, they're going to do something evil. Some people have thought ahead. Some people have thought, okay, well, in the event things go sideways, there's an exit over this way and I'm going. If you haven't done that, man, you have consigned yourself in many cases to a very bad spot, I guess, is the nicest way that I can say it.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, the behavioral analysis unit right up the road from you at Quantico studies these tragedies, right? And the number one most common denominator amongst those people who have achieved a positive outcome during a crisis is that they had thought about what they would do ahead of time, right? They had come up with a plan, a simple plan. But most importantly, they acknowledged it could happen, and I have a plan to deal with that, because under a sudden, unexpected, existential crisis, your human brain is simply going to shut down. You're not going to rise to the occasion. You're going to fall back on your training. And if you don't have a training or a plan to fall back on, there is nothing there. And so you mentioned Virginia Tech. I saw it firsthand in Charleston, at the attack there. so many of those innocent victims are literally overcome by events. We talk about fight or flight. That third F is always freeze. And that is typically what happens. It's that deer in the headlights, right? They freeze. Yep. And so they are left at the mercy of the evildoer.
What do we do in the civilian world? You and I, and you far more than I. I mean, this is what you did at Quantico. You took those agents and you made sure that they were training. And as Colonel Grossman says, as you just said, you don't rise to the occasion. You fall back on that training, what you're already ready to do. But what about for Jeff and Heidi? We're just happy suburban civilians, Rob. And maybe we're going to the fair. Maybe we're going out to dinner. Are we supposed to run drills in the house? What do we do to game plan this?
Jeff, the most important thing, and far and away, the best investment of your time and resources is mentally. It really is. That's the biggest difference. I had 26 weeks with our trainees at Quantico, but if I only had an hour, it would be devoted to mentally preparing them, putting them in that headspace that, listen, this can happen to me. And what am I going to do about it? Physical training comes later, whether it's weapons proficiency, whatever you want to train, all that is secondary to mental acknowledgement. It could happen. And preparation, what are you going to do about it? Everything else flows from that. You're wasting your time if you haven't acknowledged yourself that this could happen to me realistically. Yep. And then I am going to do something about it. I am absolutely committed to doing something, taking some action to protect myself and my family.
That's the first obstacle. Let's not kid ourselves. You have a lot of people who grew up in what they are convinced is essentially Mayberry, right? I mean, nothing bad ever happens here. I'm going to be good. If Rob and Jeff are talking about bad things happen, man, they're just obsessed with this. They're crazy. I'm going to be over here. Those are people setting themselves up to be victims. And
let me reframe people's thoughts, right? I don't want people to think that, oh, he's doom and gloom. I actually have a very positive outlook on life, and I'm very confident because I know from experience that I do have a plan, and I know how much better my chances are because of that plan of achieving a positive outcome in the unlikely event that something catastrophic happens. I've thought about it. Therefore, I have the earned confidence to go forward and enjoy my life.
There you go. Do me a favor, remind everybody about your book, because your book absolutely tackles this right from page one, situational awareness, getting yourself in the right headspace, and I just want more people to read it.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, no, it's the Practical Guide to Personal Security. It's available on Amazon. The landing page for it is practicalsecurityguide.com, and it literally is just, chapter after chapter of hopefully very straightforward lessons on how to think about this, how to have conversations with loved ones about this. There's a chapter in there about taking your kids off to college, getting them prepared for the challenges ahead of them, not to scare them, again, to empower them to enjoy their time away from home under that protective wing, right? That's the tough part for a parent, is you want to have that conversation, you want to have it not to scare the kid, but to really empower them to go explore and learn and push some boundaries, but do it as safely as possible.
I love it. Rob, I always am so grateful to you for making time for us. We'll look forward to chatting again in a week or so. That is the great Rob Chadwick. I remind you, Rob, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, principal training advisor for U.S. Concealed Carry Association. If you carry and you are not a member of USCCA, don't take this the wrong way, but you're a fool. I would urge you, go to the USCCA website, get yourself signed up. I am a longtime member. In fact, I just renewed my membership. Very, very, very happy about that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.